Matt McNeil here. Hope you're doing well. I hope you're trying to stay cool out there. We sure got a little warm, didn't we? I'll tell you what, we've got a humdinger of a best of interview that we're going to revisit today. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. But I do want to say thank you very much to all the members out there. I'm touched. I mean, really, we are helping to preserve progressive radio in Minneapolis-St. Paul through the 2020 election cycle. This has not been easy for anyone. We've got a lot of great businesses that have supported us for years that are sitting there and they don't quite know what to do. And, you know, try to help out as every way you can. So the help you're giving us, I'm just touched. So thank you. Thank you very much. It's very nice of you. I will say there's ways for you. If you did the one-time sign up, you can always donate again if you'd so like. That's up to you. Go to am950radio.com. There's the two options. You can do the monthly payment or you can do the one-time payment. And make sure you tell all your friends, especially your progressive friends, to help support AM950. Link to it on the social media pages. Link to it on Facebook, on the Twitter, on the Insta. You can do it everywhere. We do appreciate that very, very much. So we are going to go back in time to October of 2018. Now, if you were a fan of the show and were listening back there, at the end of one show, we got a call out of the blue. Now, this was during the 2018 election cycle, so we were talking about the statewide races. And Keith Ellison, the current attorney general, was running against Doug Wardlow, who was the Republican nominee. And at the end of the show, just out of the blue and completely shock to us, Ryan Durant called. Now, we didn't know, he was just Ryan at that point who called us, and we talked with him, and he explained, and I remember listening to that show and listening back to that moment, he's like, wait a minute, what did Doug Wardlow do? And basically what Ryan Durant was saying was that during their high school days, Doug Wardlow was an extreme bully, and was not just a bully to him, but bullies to others. And was really kind of unacceptable in regards to the bullying. And there was I talked with him a little bit off the air and got found out this was not just him, there was other people as well. And we revisited with him. Finally, the Star Tribune, and I kept asking the Star Tribune and say, wait a minute here, you're telling me that if a Democratic nominee for a statewide office had a person call into any radio station and say, well, this person had been, I'm willing to go on the record, this person was a chronic bully, that the Star Tribune wouldn't be running front page above the fold, Democratic bully trying to win office, every Democrat has to put their opinion on the Democratic bully. Of course they would. They'd be doing it for weeks. We ended up, and I got to tell you the truth, I was stunned at the amount of journalists and people I know in town, people that I respect, who I would email them this and say, you need to follow up with this guy. He was willing to talk to journalists. He was willing to talk to these people. And I sent it to person after person after person, and they all ignored it. And finally, I think it was City Pages had did an article on it, which then eventually got tons of hits. And eventually the Star Tribune did the article on it. And eventually after that, Ryan did return on the air and talk about what had happened with the bullying and his case. So I want to make sure I mention this because today, of course, in Minneapolis, we got the word of the death of another African-American man at the hand of a police officer. And do not undervalue the fact that there were people there with cameras filming this, and that those people, even though we have unfortunately another death of an African-American man in Minneapolis, the people who filmed this were heroes because there clearly was already a narrative that was just not true coming on out. Heroes sometimes don't do the heavy lifting. Sure, it's nice when we send Bruce Willis up to an asteroid to blow it up from the inside to save Earth, but the reality is most of the time when you have a hero, is the heroes are doing the little things, and it's usually well after things have happened that you realize what exactly did happen and who the true heroes were. Ryan Durant was a hero because even though he knew it would probably bring back a lot of bad memories, he would probably be attacked again, he came forward. He came forward and he told his story. That made him a hero. And you know, if you want to talk politically, clearly it did some damage to Doug Wardlow, this truthful story coming on out to where, you know, basically, he was closer to Ellison at the time. I mean, at the time that story broke, and by the time we got to the election, I think Keith Ellison won by 10 points statewide. It was a pretty convincing win, especially when, remember, that entire election cycle for the attorney general, the Republicans' entire campaign was black Muslim man, black Muslim man. And that was their entire campaign against, against Keith Ellison. The fact that Wardlow was this, was being accused of being a bully, that had some bite, and I think that ended up costing him the election. Heroes like Ryan Durant are people I will always back up 100%. So here we are. This is from October 28th, 18. Ryan Durant, that interview right here with AM 950 and the members.
On Saturday morning, the Pioneer Press published a story that I had been requesting for a while, and that was a follow-up to our caller, Ryan Durant. Now, I have not mentioned Ryan's last name before now, but it's been published in the Pioneer Press. If you remember, caller Ryan called us about a little more than 2 weeks ago and shared with us allegations that Doug Wardlow had been partaking in some extreme bullying. He did follow it up with a call that kind of clarified and explained some things that happened that previous weekend, about 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago tomorrow. And finally, that there was an article written about this. The Pioneer Press actually did quite a good job and a thorough job as well, writing about Ryan's allegations against the Republican nominee for Attorney General Doug Wardlow. And Ryan is kind enough to join us today to talk about the article. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hi, doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Let's first talk about timeline a little bit. When did the Pioneer Press get in touch with you? Because it sounded like the writer of the article had heard the bit that you had done on this show and wanted to follow up and do some more information. So when exactly did the Pioneer Press get in touch?
Just under a week after I was on your show. So. It was over a week of talking to them and them corroborating things before the story got printed.
Mm-hmm. And that's somewhat understandable, and the reason why, because obviously it's a large story and your allegations are a pretty substantial one there. At any point, did they try to talk you away from doing the story, or were they, what was the kind of the feeling that you got from Pioneer Press when they started in on this?
Oh, no, they warned me a bit about what to expect afterwards, but they didn't try and dissuade me from doing it at all, no. Mm-hmm. They wanted to make sure that details were there, that the other students they talked to said basically the same thing, and that's what they ended up finding. They found a lot more people than I knew about that were able to say that they either saw it or had heard about it at the time. It's been kind of overwhelming since.
and it's one of those things. This is what you and I talked about, is that, this is what we're just looking for, is someone to do some research into this, an investigation into this. The Pioneer Press did. Reading from the article, the Pioneer Press spoke with several classmates who corroborated Durant's claims. They said they knew of bullying by Wardlow, or said they themselves were harassed by Wardlow. I had multiple people who were friends of yours or classmates of yours come to me after your two interviews and corroborate what you said. But, it sounds like the Pioneer Press was able to, whether that's through their own investigation or people just coming to them, they found quite a few as well.
Yeah, they found more than they had space to quote. I'm meeting with someone from Star Trib today who's met with other people that weren't met with for the Pioneer Press story, so there's still more.
And those people that the Star Tribune is meeting, interviewing you about are they new allegations that back up your claims against Wardlow?
That's what it sounds like. I haven't read what she's got at all. I figured if she was going to do the story either way, I should probably talk to her before it goes out. So I'm meeting with her in about an hour.
There was one interesting, they did find one person who was willing to back up Wardlow. Reading from the article, one schoolmate of Wardlow said Durant's allegations don't match Doug Wardlow she knew in Eagan High School. Did you know a Heidi Bassett? She's the person that claims that Wardlow was never like what it was described in the article.
I've never met her. A couple of my friends said they've heard of her, but not someone I know. She wasn't in our graduating class. She was, I think, a year after us.
Yep, she graduated a year after Wardlow and said she knew of him as a fellow debate nerd. Bassett said she didn't know Durant. She said she had contacted the Pioneer Press on Friday evening after Wardlow had sent her a message asking her to. So it wasn't as if she went and ran on her own to defend Wardlow. Wardlow, by the sounds of it, at least from what it sounds like in the Pioneer Press story, made an appeal for her to try to get someone on his side in the article, and she obliged.
That's how I read it.
The allegations, and I go into the Pioneer Press, and like I said, I think they did a fine job, because not only did they talk about your allegations, they also talk about Wardlow's previous work, his record on gay rights, his as well as also the Alliance Defending Freedom, that group, and this blog that he did, which, once again, it's Doug Wardlow, D. Wardlow at Mac.com. Ooh, boy, it's a mystery who that could have been. They go through this, and once again, this is the point that we're putting forward, is that this is a guy who not only, and we can already knock down the allegations that he's nonpartisan, he himself proved how partisan he is, but this he is a person with a track record of an anti-gay behavior and working for groups that have, as well, agendas against the gay community.
Exactly. That's what motivated me to get this story out there, was that it's still something he's doing. It wasn't something he used to do and might do again. It's something he's always done.
Here is the emailed statement I'm going to read. This is Wardlow's statement. Once again, your story was corroborated by numerous people. Sounds like even more people are corroborating it, as you're going to talk to the Star Tribune about this. But out of the Pioneer Press, I categorically deny these allegations against me when I was 14 years old. Why does he keep bringing up 14 years old like this was, 14? I mean, this happened when you were 16, right?
Yeah, my suicide attempt was when I was 15, and he would have been 16 then, because he's just about a year older than me.
I don't quite know.
I don't know why he keeps saying 14 either. That always sticks out as weird to me.
Well, for me, if I can be blunt, as me, my impression is that if you're 16, that's one thing. When you say you're 14 and you start getting younger, then you're kind of, the implication is the behavior that you put forward was implanted by your parents. And so the younger you get, the more I start looking at mom and dad about what did they do wrong in raising a child to do this. And I'm dead serious too. I mean, it's like if a person's 18 years old and they're this, I mean, we consider them adults. 16, there are rights as 16 year olds in the state. I would consider that my own individual, but the fact that he keeps going and trying to make this out to be like 14, in my mind, that's worse, because that kind of, with these allegations and the corroboration to your story, it makes me ask the question, well, was mom and dad really kind of teaching you this at a young age? Because 14 seems to be a little young to have an agenda like this.
I think I first met him, I would have been about 14 when I met him. 13 or 14 in there, so I would have met him when he was 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, 13 or 14, sorry. Yeah, no, right in there. But he's always had very strong views, conservative views. So I would, and those kind of views usually come from your parents at that age.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at that age, I supported unions. I didn't know exactly why I did as much as I do now, but my dad was a union member. That's where I got that from, so that wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I mean, as a parent myself, the kids learn a lot about, life from mom and dad when they're growing up, and generally 14-year-olds are not formulating their own political opinions, especially on such dynamic social issues as gay rights or the rights of an individual or sexual identity and stuff like that. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, when he's putting out 14 years old, first of all, I think it's a weird deflection. I don't quite understand what he's trying to do there. But at the same time, in my mind, that even almost seems worse and more of a spotlight being shown on mom and dad. But that's just my perspective on this. Let me go back to reading this. I categorically deny these allegations about me when I was 14 years old. I never did or said anything remotely like the things alleged. Not 26 years ago when I was 14, not ever. Voters have are tired of these 11th hour dirty tricks by career politicians like Keith Ellison. Clearly, Ryan Durant is politically motivated. In late 2009, before I had any political office, he just had announced that my candidacy to the State House. Durant posted on my Facebook that he would consider voting for me, wished me luck, and complimented me, congratulated me on my engagement. This is, there was something that you don't recall posting on there, but you speculated it was probably just trying to throw an olive branch out there. Is that correct?
Yeah, looking at the dates, it was literally 3 or 4 days after I first joined Facebook. So I think I was just looking up people, or you was suggesting people I might know based on mutual friends. Mm-hmm. And I can't find the message that he's quoting on there, but I mean, I've got two messages, one from him and me returning it a couple days after it, that says something about talking the other day. So I mean, I believe that I did. Mm-hmm. I noticed that the phrasing I used that he's kind of quoted part of was that if I lived in Eagan, I might consider voting for you.
Mm-hmm. But that's like, I just want to clarify this. This is, you're saying that this was more of just a cordial statement you made. And by the way, it's not like this is the first of 5,000 interactions between you and Wardlow. This was pretty much a one-time thing, right?
Yes. Everything past that, if I've posted on his page, has been to argue against something he's posted.
All right. And he didn't post any of that stuff. He didn't put any of that stuff out there. No.
No. Omits everything from, you know, the rest of 2009 through 2018.
Durant frequently, this is going back to, once again, the statement that Wardlow put out. Durant frequently compares Republicans to Nazis on his Facebook page. There was one post that happened, correct?
There was a meme that used the phrasing from supercalifragilisticexpialidocious that had like those a set of words that were supposed to describe Trump, and one of them included the word Nazi.
Well, I don't know if he's seen what's happened in the last week in this country, but you know, when he basically went out and said he was a nationalist, or when he went out there and he was basically getting a little interference on your phone there. When Trump was out there saying he's a nationalist, and then he went out there and said, oh, the people in the synagogue, really partly them getting shot at was partially their fault. That was very Nazi-esque. I can say that because I was in Germany with the military. I was stationed over there. I actually took some classes on the rise and fall of the Third Reich, and that was very Nazi-esque in those two statements. So I don't think you're too way off base, but that was the only post. Once again, going back to what you're saying, that was the only post, right?
That's the only one I can come up with. And, yeah, he says frequently and can provide one example.
Mm-hmm. Neither Ellison nor his campaign brought Durant's story to the Pioneer Press. The Pioneer Press contacted Durant independently after listening to a radio segment that he called into. Hello, Pioneer Press. Durant alleges Wardlow harassed him through the 10th grade when Wardlow was 16 years old. So they themselves, one of the things I like about the Pioneer Press story is they didn't just let Wardlow's statement stand on its own. They actually fact-checked that somewhat, and that was pretty well there. You'd mentioned there even has been, since this article came out, more people that have come out of the woodwork that you knew from back then that have either corroborated Wardlow's bullying to you, or have even come out and apologized for behavior they had, right?
Yes, I just got a couple hours ago got an apology from someone that, and I wouldn't have even held it against him what things he'd said. I mean, he felt worse about it, I think, than I did. I found him to be dismissive of me back then, but he was nothing like, you know, Wardlow and his group of friends were. But he felt bad enough about it to apologize to me and talk about how he's gone out of his way as a teacher to make sure he's helping his GLBT students. And I've been getting a lot of letters and comments like that, and they've been really touching.
And I think one of the things that's important about putting that out there, and by the way, I think that on a lot of levels, that once again validates your allegations very clearly. Here's someone that reads your article and then themselves comes out and says, I'm sorry, because they've had their own guilt and they, you know, this is kind of admission that this was a bad thing. I want to go back to something I asked you that following Tuesday. Do you think that if at Doug Wardlow back, let's go back to 2009 when there was that initial interaction with you on Facebook, and say that in 2009, Doug Wardlow had come on out and said, you know what, I want to apologize. I'm thinking back to my high school days. I was young. I was kind of a dinkus. I was a parrot, somewhat repeating things. I shouldn't have said the things. And I know I was mean, and I didn't mean to be that, and I'm sorry. If he would have ever done that, or if his response would have been different to this story that came out on Saturday morning, how would that have interacted with you yourself and your feelings about this situation, what happened?
Personally, that would it would be validating to hear that, just that he feels badly about it if he actually does. If he'd apologized in 2009 when that contact happened, that could have meant a lot. Especially if he hadn't later gone on to work for ADF, and I mean, that might have negated it a bit. But and the apologies I've gotten from people have significantly changed how I've interacted with them since. And one of them, who was one of Wardlow's close friends that back then, that corroborated the story, he apologized to me in 1999, a couple years after high school, and we're friends now. And in high school, if you told me I'd be friends with him, I would never have believed you. The apologies can go a long way when they're actually meant. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten a lot of ones this past weekend, I guess, from people that, are sincere apologies. And, if I got something like that from him, it even now couldn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. But I'm not holding my breath.
And for the record, he has not offered any apologies or acknowledgement of his behavior from high school days, correct?
No, he's offered categorical denial.
Categorical denial. And once again, your story is corroborated by multiple people, and Star Tribune looks like they've got more people, other people. Ryan, I want to, first of all, congratulate you on your bravery. This is not easy. This is not easy things to address. The scars of our youth generally can cripple us and make us and make life very difficult for your entire life. And for you to address this and just bring this out, I think that there's a bravery to you that I think needs to be acknowledged, and I congratulate you on that. I can't tell you how ecstatic I am that the Pioneer Press did pick this story up. I know MinnPost also reposted this. Star Tribune looks like it's picking up. I think this story is getting out there, and I think it's, once again, there needs to be consequences for actions. And if Doug Wardlow was this extremist bully, well, then that should be something that's known prior to the election, not something covered up. And I think that the fact that you came forward is at least letting people be aware of your personal experience with Doug Wardlow, and I think that that's an important element. So I want to say thank you very much for what you did.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
My pleasure. All my best later on. I'll keep in touch here, and if we do have any more breaking news, I might give you a call, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Ryan Duran joining us once again. I posted the story from the Pioneer Press on the social media the other day. I will repost it again tonight.